A study of hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 treatment at the University of Rochester Medical Center is in jeopardy. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, URMC had trouble recruiting participants, and now federal authorities are revoking the drug's emergency use authorization.
URMC started looking for volunteers for the placebo-controlled trial earlier this month. It hasn't been going very well.
The slow enrollment data, seems to indicate that it's going to take forever to enroll this trial.
Dr. Michael Kiefer is leading the URMC team that's researching the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine for treating COVID-19. He says decreasing numbers of COVID-19 cases locally mean fewer patients who qualify for the study. President Donald Trump has extolled the drug's benefits, but now the Federal Food and Drug Administration is revoking the emergency use authorization that allows it to be used for COVID-19 patients. The drug can still be used in clinical trials, but Kiefer says there are probably better treatment options on the horizon for his team to research.
This happens in clinical research, and this whole COVID thing is a brand new, things move so quickly.
URMC is in a network of about 24 institutions investigating the drug. Kiefer says they're all in touch to decide whether the trial will continue. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.